Vader Show, 922. All right, so talking about Stanford divesting itself of its coal mining company's stock, which, by the way, is these universities that are doing this saying, you know what, we're just going to stop investing in fossil fuel energy because it should just go away. By the way, that's the point that so many people miss. The hell are we going to run our society on if we just stop using fossil fuel? And people don't understand that is the goal of the left, to stop using fossil fuel. But whatever percentage of their portfolio it is, for these universities to divest of fossil fuel companies, it's financially irresponsible. As a friend put it, maybe they could have put all the coal company money into Solyndra and lost it all. Well, that's not a joke. Because is that what they're going to do? Invested in green energy? He goes, ah, heck, they can always raise tuition. Then there is this. By the way, we have a new feature. I mean, we've done it before, but I finally come up with a name for it. The Harry Reid Coke Addict Update. Now, I'm going to explain the bed the first couple of times we use this. This is Harry Reid from roughly, well, the first quarter of 2014. The 133-some references he made to the Koch brothers on the floor of the U.S. Senate to basically demonize the Koch brothers as evil.
Mr. President, you know, I'm not afraid of the Koch brothers. Koch brothers, 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 Koch budget, Kochtopia, K-O-C-H. T-O-P-I-A, Coke budget, Ryan Coke budget, Ryan Coke budget, Coke Ryan budget, Coke budget, Coke budget. I should put the Ryan Coke budget. Coke
All right, brothers. You can start not potting it down. Now, that's Harry Reid over the many months. He took to the Senate floor yesterday, and he's holding a newspaper like this, and he starts doing the doom and gloom of the recent climate report. Cats and dogs living together, total is, you know, all of that. It actually does sound like that scene from Ghostbusters. He then drops his head, puts the newspaper down. Well, I will let Scary Harry pick it up from there.
Nevada, we're at the top of the rung in one part of Nevada. It's red, as it is in many places, from the east to the west to the Midwest. How can you deny what's going on, Mr. President? Look at the storms.
Listen to this. Listen to this.
Listen. Mark Pryor described to my caucus yesterday, our caucus yesterday, what happened in Arkansas. Winds blew in Arkansas 190 miles an hour.
That's never happened before.
Think about that. I was in Reno when the wind was blowing 80 miles an hour. I couldn't believe the wind could blow any harder than that. It so frightened me, I was staying in a hotel.
Listen.
They had picture windows. I went and put my bed in the bathroom. So I wouldn't be windows around. But wind blowing more than 100 miles an hour faster than that, that's what happened in Arkansas.
Never happened
before.
As
he described, there weren't mobile homes. These were brick structures that were just disintegrated.
Big bad wolf.
All that was left when that storm hit was a foundation most of the time.
It's coming.
So, Mr. President, the Koch brothers want some open debate. It's here. We've done it.
You haven't heard it yet. Hang on.
The report that I'm referring to here concluded there are disastrous climate changes taking place on our Earth.
Guess whose fault it is?
Due to human activity.
Yeah? Which humans?
Well, the Koch brothers admit to not being experts on the matter. These billionaire oil tycoons are certainly experts contributing to climate change. That's what they do very well.
Hang on.
They are one of the main causes of this. Not a cause, one of the main causes.
Eh? Yeah. All right, that's it. The Koch brothers are the main cause of global warming. I mean, no shame. No shame at all. The Koch brothers caused global warming. I mean, they didn't contribute to it. They are the main cause. Here's what I want to know, and I don't have the answer to this. Do they actually have research that's showing them this over-the-top, imbecilic demonization of the Koch brothers actually works? Or has he just become clinically obsessed and this is personal for him? Or is it a little bit of both? Because he's being mocked and ridiculed for that thing Jason played a couple of minutes ago, the Koch brothers. He doesn't care. And now the Koch brothers are the primary cause of global war, of climate change, the euphemism they've come up with. Good God. That is just, it is unspeakably stupid, yet Harry Reid managed to speak it. Now here's my theory. I don't think, again, this is just my theory. I don't think they have research indicating this is a winner. The problem that they, you know what's frustrating the hell out of them, don't you? Some of these inferior Tea Party candidates aren't winning Senate primaries, and it's really hacking them off because those are the people that they would really go after in the fall. He feels the Senate slipping away, and he doesn't have a boogeyman. The boogeymen that they have are the Koch brothers, and the red meat-eating liberal base knows who the Koch brothers are, but I don't think this is going to work. So go ahead and continue to do it. I'm fine with that. He's making an ass of himself. And I think more people notice that than he realizes. But it's really rather stunning to me. The Koch brothers are the primary cause of climate change. That is so stupid, I can't even come up with anything further sarcastic to say about it. It's 9:29.
The Jerry Bader Show is sponsored in part by American Metal.